can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back from a great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
And this is the
Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your question answered in the Hosting Hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com. Please do it because we love answering these questions. It is so fun for us. And we love helping other hosts. You might think you have this like unique challenge, but I promise you, you are going to help so many other hosts by asking these questions. Just like John today, I feel all of us feel John right now in how frustrated he is with all the free Facebook groups that he's a part of that are for Airbnb hosts. Let's help John out with his question.
Hi, Sarah and Annette. Hey, I'm new to hosting and your podcast has been pretty helpful, actually incredibly helpful. Thank you. I'm in a ton of Facebook groups and the most common question I'm seeing is, should I charge for this or that? It could be a stained towel, broken plate, a mark on a chair, all the way to wall damage or broken tiles or something. There are just so many opinions, and I'd rather just hear from the experts. What's the cost of doing business and what's not? How do you decide?
We feel very passionate about this question, John. We are thrilled that you asked it.
Actually, we should turn the mic on before we actually turn the mics on because we go on rants.
We do.
I went on a rant. Actually, I'm going to re-rant. Instead of Annette Grant, I'm going to re-rant. I went on a rant that I was just thinking, I'm just historically going back through every towel plate, wine key. Honestly, like there have been just a minor few things and the guest has, I mean, a completely shattered TV. Guest has paid for it. But John, I just want to share that like it really is so few and far between. My rant was very little things. And number one, like I know in my own house, I break plates. I get my makeup on my towels. I've had a wine glass break. You know, I've had a pin on the couch and like got a mark. So I'm thinking of just my own damages that I've done. I think that the malicious intent is so few and far between. But the things that you're mentioning, we definitely want to answer your question. There is a cost of doing business. And those minor things, we absolutely agree. Like those things should just are the cost of doing business. But if there is something major, you mentioned like tiles being broken, wall damage. You know, if those things are much larger and the guest probably might have like, you know, depending on how it happened, I'm sure they would have like told you about said damages. And wall damages, like, is that their suitcase is just coming in? Then no. Or is it like they threw something through the wall is much different than, you know, the average mark on the suitcase.
I got some image of a guest just taking their luggage and like hoisting it at the wall.
No, you know, that's something bad happened there. But John, I think there has to be a threshold for you. And again, it kind of is like, what's your average daily rate? What's your property? But again, the first things that you are mentioning, and this is for all hosts, if it's a missing fork, spoon, wine glass, the towels, the sheets, you got to let it go.
John, you're a new host. So I don't know if you already set up your property or if you're in the process of it. But when you buy your towels and your silverware and your plates, buy more than you need. In our storage areas, we have backups of the plates, of the silverware, of obviously kitchen hand towels, anything glassware. That's just glassware, things that, like Annette said, you probably like accidentally break in your own home just by being a normal human being. Have those backups. So when like a glass does go missing because maybe the guest dropped it on the floor and accidentally broke it, or a plate is chipped, you're like, oh, no big deal. I can just go back down there and back down to my storage room and bring up and replace it. I can give you some hard facts, John. I don't know how many properties you're managing. You're new to hosting. Let's assume you're hosting one. I do think for you, John, you can leverage air cover as your first line of defense. Okay, where you don't even connect with the guests and Airbnb will help you. Although I still want you to think about the time it's going to take you to document a broken plate or a stained towel and then go to air cover. You could spend that time instead reaching out to past guests and ask them to come stay with you again and start building up your repeat business. Mm-hmm. That's the problem I have with some of these hosts in these free Facebook groups, because not only bringing such a small challenge to the forefront, and then they take the time on these free Facebook groups to absolutely go in on these guests who are our customers, they could have spent all of that time and not been so negative and think of ways to grow their business instead. So when you're wondering, John, should I be recouping money on this damage? The time it's going to take you to do that, is it better spent getting the $5 back for the plate or the $20 back for the, you know, the duvet cover, or 40 or 50. I know duvet is more expensive than that, but you know what I'm trying to say here. Like, think about that cost and time ratio and what's more important to you at that time, John. And then I'm going to give you this. If you're hosting one property, you might want to consider enrolling in some sort of damage waiver program. We work with Superhog. They've got a good one. I'll put the link for Superhog in the show notes. The cool thing with Superhog is they don't approve or deny your claims. They will give you the funds. They do keep some funds for processing fees. And I've talked about this on the podcast before, John, but you can also have a damage waiver program in-house. So every stay, you could collect, again, like Annette said, it depends on how big your property is and how high your ADR is, your average daily rate. If you have, some of my properties around $100 a night. So my damage waiver might be $10, you know, $5, $10. If you have a higher end property and you're asking 200, 300, 400 on up a night, you would take that damage waiver and you would increase it. And in your house rules and on your website and anywhere else you can, you share with that guest that this damage waiver is collected to cover any accidental damage during their stay. And that way, over time, this damage waiver account builds up. Actually, we use Relay Banking. I'll also put Relay in our show notes because it's awesome, because you can, within seconds, open up a new bank account under your business banking. And I have a damage waiver account in Relay. And so I can watch this account grow. And when things do happen, instead of taking the time to reach out to the guest and figure out how I can be kind and ask them for the $75 because they got blood on my duvet cover, which was probably accidental and they didn't mean to do it anyway, I can just pull from my damage waiver program, pull that money, replace my duvet cover, and spend my time doing something that's going to add to my business in a reoccurring fashion, right? Like, how can I improve it? And I can tell you, John, that my threshold is $1,000. That's what you asked for.
Yep.
It takes $1,000 for me to think about if I'm going to, because I have my damage waiver program in place. The biggest thing that happens is stains on the couch, which my upholstery company will come and clean it for us for a couple $100. And I can't, it's so recent, usually it's no problem getting out. One time a guest hit a ping pong ball in our dining room and it hit the TV and it cracked the TV. And the damage waiver program replaced that. So the guest was like so apologetic, willing to replace it. And I won them back by saying, hey, it happens. We put the ping pong table in the same room as the TV. I'm not going to make you pay for it. Hey, new hosts. Are you swimming in a sea of questions like, how do I deter parties? How many towels should I have and where should I get them? What sheet should I use? What smart lock is best? What are the best practices when listing on Airbnb? How do I write a good title and description? Or maybe you don't even have your first property yet and you're wondering where to find it and how to know if it's a good deal. Well, we've been working on a solution to help new hosts get all their questions answered for over a year now, and we're finally proud and ready to share with you Thanks for Visiting's Hosting Handbook. It is the ultimate step-by-step digital resource guide for new hosts. The Hosting Handbook includes searchable videos and resources specifically tailored for you, the new host. Have a question about how to price your property? Use the Hosting Handbook's search functionality and type in pricing and boom. Videos and resources all about pricing your property will populate. Want to know what to include in your short-term rental kitchen? Just type in kitchen. Videos of Annette and me in an actual running short-term rental kitchen will appear, walking you through all the do's and don'ts we've learned over our 10 plus years of hosting. We've been stockpiling host questions for years, including what to do when a guest asks you challenging questions about discounts and pricing and so much more. Get all the videos, downloads, and resources you need to fast track yourself from new host to super host. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. That's thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. Get the ultimate blueprint for hosting today.
We were just discussing this too, John, and it's for you and all hosts. You might see something broken after a specific guest. Let's say it's a piece of furniture, a bed, a chair, anything in your home you might notice after a guest is checked out and be very quick to place blame on that guest that just checked out. But it could be something that was happening over time because we are hosting a lot of guests, and just assuming that the damage was from the last guest is, it's a touchy subject. So I just want to put that out to everybody that sometimes, especially with furniture, it's very hard to pinpoint who exactly potentially, let's say, broke XYZ part of a piece of furniture, because there might be normal wear and tear over time. And then someone was unfortunately, quote unquote, the straw that broke the bed or the chair's back. So just be careful also when placing blame, because you're not sure.
We were humbled one time. A tile was broke, and you know, and like in front of the fireplace, there was a floor tile that had a big crack in it. And I was like, God, what could have happened that, like, did you move a piece of furniture? So should I not move the furniture around? And I was considering reaching out to the guest because I didn't want it to happen again. It's tile. We had extras. And then it's an apartment building, another apartment, that same tile cracked. The installation was subpar.
Gotta be careful when you're pointing fingers.
I know. Especially when you are, first of all, competition is fierce. We do want people to refer us and come back. And so if you're going to nitpick over, and I will argue with Annette a little bit, if you have a little bit of DIY know-how, getting a tile out and putting a new one in or repairing drywall is actually like not that deep. So as hosts, I really, because I know a lot of you maybe aren't DIY aficionados, or you haven't done a whole lot of construction work, and that's okay. But I want to tell you that those things are actually not that hard to repair. The bigger things we need to be worrying about is our preventative maintenance. Those are the expensive things.
Yeah, I think my wall damage, the one I charged for specifically, someone, they had a drone inside.
Wait, did they run the drone into the wall?
They did. I was doing a photo shoot. I didn't know there was going to be a drone. I was, okay, hold on.
Did
let me
recharge
that.
More?
I was not doing the photo shoot. There was not a drone zooming over top of me.
Did you charge more for the stay?
Yeah, but you know what? That, he'd to caution to everybody, the photo shoots, man, that specific one, they moved all my furniture. They damaged like three different things on my wall. And I did charge them for that because it's like, look, you're a company and you like blatantly like took things off the wall. You had a drone inside. The last thing I want to mention really quickly too, as we were just saying, be careful who you point fingers to. We've mentioned this on a past episode, but I want to bring it up again. You also have to be really careful when there's large groups in your home too, because maybe a guest of a guest left the damage, or maybe a kid and it was in another room that maybe the actual person that booked it has no idea about. So you really want to tread lightly when you're bringing up these damages to your guest, because they might not, you know, if there's a lot of rooms, somebody might have done something in a room they had no idea about. So just tread really lightly on that. But John, that's a great question. But hopefully you're going to have just amazing guests and nothing.
Oh, you're going to have damage and it's okay.
Yeah. I like that you're prepping for it. And it's all in the delivery too and bringing it to the guest.
Yeah. Just ask yourself, is it worth reaching out to the guest and figuring this out and taking the time to do that? Or could you just replace it and move on? I think that will really help you, John, as you're building your own business, because you get to make the rules for your business. Mm-hmm. And I know that's why you're asking, but it's up to you and how you want to handle these. But our opinion, it's the cost of doing business. Focus elsewhere. With that, my name is Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review.
awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.